Now the that is the Buddha mantra. if you have the white binder, it's in the blue sheet on the other side. So we'll say the verse of praise first, and then the mantra seven times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name, when merely heard, dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Teyata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Tayata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Tayata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Tayata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Tayata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. Tayata Om Bekande Bekande Maha Bekande Bekande Raja Samugate Soha. And now the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37 and the bottom is the four immeasurables chanting version in Tibetan. So we'll chant that. And then if you have the white binder, it's Tibetan words with music notes. Sen Chen Tam Chen mantras. So let's chant Chenrezig's mantra seven times. She's the Buddha of great compassion. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the Buddha of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. Children are welcome to go to their class.
Good morning again. Maybe 5 minutes, please. Introduction to each other, 5 minutes. Or maybe 10 minutes. How are you? Send us a comment. Oh, money. Yeah, very good. So I'm very happy to see you again.
Yeah, happy to see you too. I'm trying my best to learn Tibetan, but it's really hard.
Yeah.
Because like all the apps on your phone, Tibetan is not on any of them because China has put such a hard.
Yeah.
It has basically tried to wipe out Tibetan.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really hard to learn.
Mm.
So I have I downloaded a book, an audio book to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very basic, so I'm trying to learn more phrases.
Yeah, so when I come back, we'll walk
yeah.
together, okay.
But China has tried to wipe the language out.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
So
when you come back, yes, please. Thank you.
You recite the Medicine Buddha Mantra. Medicine Buddha Mantra?
Yeah.
You recite, okay.
I have bronchitis.
You recite Medicine Buddha Mantra.
My back, too.
He's already back. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You'll be here next Sunday, right?
Yeah. Hello,
Niji.
How are you?
Just to meet today after the teaching.
Okay.
Today,
yes.
Has a little bit of a cold. It's starting, but you may decide not to. That's okay. Do you want to just not do this because I don't want to make you sick before your trip?
Yeah, maybe next Sunday. Next Sunday.
Are you here next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday. We'll meet next Sunday.
Okay, I'll send an
forgot to bring you something to wear. You'll be here next Sunday?
But you're leaving, no?
No, I can't be here next Sunday.
Yeah, you have to give me because I'm so...
Okay, next Sunday I'll bring. I forgot.
I'm bringing the book. I wake up 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. And I do the book.
Mm.
And I do the mantra.
Mm. I'll bring next Sunday. You come next Sunday, I'll bring. Okay. Sorry to interrupt your wonderful conversations. It's not me, it's the cat. I have something to blame on. I have something to blame on. So we'll exercise 9 round breathing meditations, 9 round. So the reason behind nine round, can you hear? Reason behind, can you hear? Okay, very good. reason behind nine round breathing meditations. Probably most of you already know, I've explained this many times. Sande deve tebulas means like sande deve tebu means meditation cushions. Cushion there where you're sitting, it's a chair or cushion, doesn't matter. Wherever you're sitting, that's called, if you're about to do meditation, that's called meditation seat or cushion. So, sande deve tebulas. So, lune dundan denchelas means, seven sitting positions. Probably you can look up, you can Google. You can Google the seven. You can Google. Ancient time, there's no Google. So, need to hear from somebody. Need to hear verbally from someone else. So now you can look up. Save the time. So then please, when you find out, talk to someone who knows, make sure that you found the right one, because there are so many up there, out there. Something they read, they pull a lunate in the dangerous. That's like nine round breathing meditation called Lung Rol Gutu. Rigpa means mind. You observe the state of your mind. You observe the state of your mind, whether it's like neutral, or it's kind of like messy, or fresh, clean. You just need to, first thing that what one should do is to check state of your mind, mental state. If it looks like, sounds like murky water, how is it, murky water? That's not nature of mind. Nature of mind is not murky water, it's like clear water. It's not murky water. So now need to tangyi, rigpa tangyi, lepa che means clearly distinguish, clearly separate, clearly differentiate, or distinguish between the water and that, what you call, mud, or dust, mud. If you continue to shaking, if you continue to shake, you will never see. If you let it be, all the mud goes down, the water comes up, then you can see clearly there's separations. It's not, before it looks like maybe one inseparable, it's not inseparable. That's how we feel. Reality, there's a big difference between reality and appearances. Appears like all same, mud and water, that's how it appears. Reality is not like that. There's two different entities, mud and water, can be separate. Sunday the vegetable are lunar dunan dangerous. So then you through these nine round breathing meditations, what do you do? You try to clearly separate the mud and the water. Or distinguish, not just clearly. Ribatani leparche. Leparche means precisely. That's the nine round breathing meditations, okay? So this was nine round breathing meditations for the sake of knowledge. it's not just some kind of fashion, some kind of fashion that you do. It's not fashion, it's to benefit ourselves. It's not like some kind of new fashion that you do that you are not used to do before. Now you are doing it's kind of fun. There should be more than fun to help ourselves. That's according to ancient Buddhist philosophy or Buddhist teaching. That's how you separate, how you distinguish or differentiate between how to clear the murky mind. If you experience like that, that's how to clear for the sake of knowledge. Oh, I just want to share. Okay. Oh. Who said? The fourth Dalai Lama. Fourth Dalai Lama said in one of his walk. Text. How many years ago? Probably at least like more than 300 years ago. Probably at least more than 300 years ago, their books have been written. So first we do that. No, we practice this first. Then I will continuously explain. Okay. So, of course, any form of breathing meditation that we do, that's why the master mentioned sitting positions. Someday they will tepula, lune, dundan, denchelas, follow the seven sitting positions in order to do it, how is it, successfully. So then after seven sitting positions, the most important thing is like make sure the back is straight. Oh. Whether you're sitting on a chair or doesn't matter. So first use left hand, this finger, ring finger. Block your left nostril. Inhale long slow all the way in. So then block right nostril, exhale. Two more. That's the first round. Each round has three breathing. That's called 9-round breathing meditation. Lung, roll, gu, 9, tuk, set. Cell means eliminate. This is so now right hand, same finger, block right nostril, inhale, long slow. One more. One more. Of course, need to clean the nose. Otherwise, precious jewel will come out. Before the mud and water gets separated, the precious jewel come out. So now there's second round, there's also three breathings, there's six. So now the last round, you know, it's from the both nostril, inhale, exhale. So that's called 9-round breathing meditations. Okay, so you could do one set, see how you feel, still not feel good, do one more. That is better, you know, because you get benefit because you are doing the practice. It's not like, oh, you're hoping that you get benefit somebody else doing practice. That's not good. You know, so when you do practice, then you get benefit, okay? Rigpa Tangi Lepar Che. So then after that, this meditation, nine-round breathing meditation, supposed to help to clear out your mind. Or like, I say, if you feel like, as I mentioned, like, tang, clear, ni, murky. Tang ni means murky and clear. Right now you can see, it's all murky. So now when you do this meditation after that, if you see now, it's all separated. So then that's good. So then what you do, so then, any form of meditation that you do, your daily basis, then you do, after that you do. Rivatani Lepar says, Namda Geve, same thing this. With altruistic intentions. Not with, like I say, you can meditate. With negative mindset, you cannot meditate. So therefore, after that, Namda Geve, same thing this. Same master, I'm just quoting from this text. Same master, Namda Geve, same thing this means, the best form of pure mind is called bodhicitta. Bodhicitta? That's the best form of pure mind. Bodhicitta. Why? Why there are so many problems? Not thinking correctly. Sorry to say. So much problems caused by our thought, our thinking. If our thought is just pure, why there shouldn't be any problem at all? If our thought. Namda Geve Sintendis, with the pure mind. The best form of pure mind is called bodhicitta. Altruistic attitude. Of course, some people say, oh, first you need compassion to yourself. First you need to love yourself. Right? That's correct. Yeah, of course, first you need to love yourself. You need to be compassion to yourself. Now, question is how? What do you really mean, love yourself, compassion to yourself? What do you really mean? It makes sense, yeah. If you have compassion to yourself, if you love yourself, what do? You help yourself. How? Now question, how you help yourself? What kind of help do you need in order to feel good? Or maybe I can eat something. I can treat myself. Or maybe go to Whole Foods, get fresh chocolate chip cookies. How long that will last? Is this the best way to help yourself? I'm not here lecturing you, but I'm just asking you questions. Well, if you have compassion to yourself, when you have compassion to somebody else, what do you do? And you have will to help them to lift up from their problem, whatever problem they might be facing. Same thing, when you say, I have compassion to myself, that means you see some kind of problems. So now, how to help? What do you have? I myself, people call me Gishigelek. This is body here. If you see, mind, you don't see. My mind, you can see. But I experience, you can see. There's mind and body. There's something wrong with the body. How you help? You go to see doctors. You exercise. you do many things. You, American knows very well. We have all the resources here. So now the second thing is much complicated. Mind. If there's some problem in the mind, how you help? I help. So therefore, namba gewe sendembes, with a pure mindset. With a pure mindset, then you meditate. As a Buddhist, what you do, out of pure mind, then you recite refuge and bodhicitta prayers. Not just mumble the word, through heart, through mind, through chest, they say, lonin trasum, lonin chest, that means wholeheartedly. No, like, 100, you give yourself 100% into this. The prayer that you say, you give 100%. You get involved 100%, not like 10%, 100%. That means through heart, through mind, through chest. That means wholeheartedly. You are there, 100% there. As a Buddhist, is what you do, no? That does not mean that every single person has to do refuge in Buddhist prayer. Doesn't mean like that. So that's why last few Sunday I'm trying to, how you say, focus Buddha's teachings can be divided. One section is people see as a religion, one section people see as like philosophy, one section people see as like mental science or psychologist. So that's why at the ancient time, like Buddha's time, 100 years ago, people did not divide Buddha's teaching like that, but the 14th Dalai Lama, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who sees, can be divided in 3 sections. One religion, one psychology, one mental science or science. There are some benefits because, you know, there's like meeting between this Western scientists and Buddhism is taking place last 45 years. His Holiness 14th Dalai Lama initiated that, conference. Somehow, there's some benefit there, mutual benefit. Psychology, what do? You study mind, right? You study mind? Not somebody else's mind. For before you study somebody else's mind, we need to study your own mind. This is complicated. It's complicated. If you are not Buddhist, if you are just interested in meditations. So then after 9 round breathing meditations, what you do, so then you sit there with the, now mind is kind of cleared out. When I say mind, that's all I can say, but nothing to show. It doesn't have shape, it doesn't have color, but we all experience something they think, oh, this is now turning, or there's cat, or there's like a bell, or there's this. That's called awareness. After that, what you do? You look at, with the fresh mind, you look at. Shimji dimla cheji desu. With the full effort, with the full force. Chechitue means not just, no, that doesn't help. It's like really, how you say, full focus. Not just looking at there, really looking at very like, how you say, with full alertness. Looking, not just like wandering around, that doesn't help, looking. So now, thought, or I think, or that thought, look at that thought, shinji dimla, change it is, look at that thought, very strongly, with full focus, with full force. What do you see? What do you see? If you look at what you see, there's nothing to see. When you talk about seeing something, something that has color and shape, that's the only thing you can see. Something in according to science, something that reflects the light, and the light reflects back, that's how you see. There's nothing to reflect. What do you see now? Shinji Dimla Chejitis. Full focus, full force, and looking at very strongly, not just like that. Focus. Could be this. No, this has not, there's something you can see, but the thought. Shinji Dimla Chejitis. After a little while, what happens? Thought pops up. Oh, somebody talking outside. Oh, the person next to me snoring, napping. Oh, that person's phone rings. That's not good. That person, that's not good. Don't stop there. Oh, you should not turn on the phone. Oh, you are in the center. Everybody's meditating. Why your phone, why you don't turn the phone? Then it goes on and on. Then you are carried out. What happened after a little while? Shinji Dimla Chirjitis. After a little while, you hear things. Namdo Kangba Kangchebas, Teta Tinji Nusunchas. Simply notice them, be aware, recognize them, do what? Nothing. What do you do? Nothing. Look at each thought precisely. Look at them, each thought precisely. Do I need to fight? You don't need to fight. Why you fight? There's one way to do. I'm not saying that's the only way to do. There's one way to do. Look at them. Namdo chichi ngola teses. If you look at them, each thought that pops up, if you look at them very closely, precisely, Tete Rang Yao will just disappear. Why it disappear? Everything that comes, disappears. Everything that grows, dies. It's nature. Well, there's nothing mystical about that. Because the thought rises, it will disappear. It won't remain there forever. So then life is going to be a nightmare. If every thought that pops up, it remains there forever, how are you going to function? Nobody can function. Why? Because not every thought that pops up is something good. That's why. Namdo chichi ngola teches rangyel. Teche means, when you're looking at them, rangyel means, it fades away by itself. Rangyel, it fades away by itself. After that, what do you see? Space. Empty. Nothing. This is on here. Tongsang chars. Tongsang means like space. That's what you see. After the 9-round breathing meditation, you look at the thought. There's something that thinks about things, all kinds of things. You look at that with the full force and with full attention. Shinji Dimla Chejitis. Namdo Kanda Kranjabas. After a little while, whatever that thought that pops up, just recognize them. Namdo Kanda Kranjaba, Teta Tinji Nusunchas, just recognize them. Or, if you want to fight, if you want to fight, every thought that rises, if you want to fight, you are welcome to fight. That's okay too. Then what do you need? You need to be, if you decide to fight each and every thought that rises, you need to be very mindful. That's the only way you can fight them. or challenge them. If you are distracted all the time, you can fight. Yana rakor keshindo namdo chije desejus. You could eliminate each thought that arises, each thought that pops up, you can eliminate that with effort, not effortlessly. That's not what happened. With full effort. Namdo chije bebe chue means, beba means effort, chue means cut. Bebe chue. Like that, as a archer, good one, not any archer, good one. Then, skilled swordman, very skillful one. So you have to be like skilled swordman if you want to challenge every thought that rises. What archer do? They shoot arrow, that's what they do. So now, very like talented archers shooting you arrows from every direction. What you have? You have this sword. So then you stop them. You can't be distracted. If you can't look like that, you have to be focused. If you get distracted, you're going to be hit. That means you need to be fully mindful. Or, as I said before, do nothing. Don't challenge them. Simply look at them and it will disappear. That's the one option. No, I don't want to challenge. If you want to challenge, then that you need to be like skilled swordman. Then you challenge them. If somebody is trying to distract you, like going here, going there, if you get distracted, second, finish. Even a second, fraction of a second. That archer is very talented archers. Archer is not going to miss the target. So now you are skilled swordman. Stop. Fraction of a second, if you get distracted, it's over. Yana rakor keshindo namdo chiche bebechus. If you success using your sword, every arrow that shoots towards you, you kind of, at some point that archer will run out of the arrow. It's not like limitless arrows. Namdo chiche bebechus. Chetan nevas. When you eliminate all the when you challenge all the thought that pops up, Nando chiji devi chedan neva tiyate, mayangs. Still, when every thought is now eliminated, you still be mindful, so that now empty of that arrow, before you are so busy challenging this arrow, now there's nothing to challenge. What did you just, with the full mindfulness, just remain. Remain in that space. Remain in that space. Namdo chiche bebe chu chetan neba tiye chemba mashu shechi lesu. Now, breathe. Finally, breathe. So then relax, because now no more thoughts coming up. It's all eliminated now. Relax. Namdo chiche bebe chu chetan neba tiye chemba mashu shechi lesu. Shechi lesu now. Let me say. So now there's men there. See, there's the way to reach to the state there's less thought. You can't reach to the state there's no thought. That's impossible. We are going to have thought no matter what. But to reach less thought, state of less thought, that's the way to do. You can't say, oh, just sit down, think nothing. That's impossible. That's impossible. You could say, they look at something very with the full force and full attention. Oh. So this, you know, you don't need to do like referring to bodhicitta prayer, you don't need to do that, you know, so just do that. Just breathe, do 9 round breathing meditations. So then after that, what do you think? Will that help? Will that help us? Shimji dhimla chechita means with full awareness. Not like, you know, like Italian pasta like. Not like, with full awareness, no, so not like, kind of like, no, full awareness. Simji dimla chechitas. So then you think and you say yourself, what is thought. Based on that, meditate. What is thought? What is awareness? What is thought? So use this as a guided meditation. What is thought? Then meditate. Okay, we'll do that maybe 5 minutes. So say, what is thought? Then meditate. As I said, you could act like skilled swordsman or you could do nothing. And see next 5 minutes what happens. Yeah, I'm not going to say, but you say yourself what is thought. Okay, so then meditate. What do you see? Huh? What do you see? Anybody want to talk? What do you see? Yeah.
Thank you. That was an amazing question because I have no idea. everything in my head was just like a conglomerate of a lot of like thousands of thoughts or whatever that would be. I mean, you start with one thing and then when you think about what's a thought, in my case, I think it's just an impulse. That impulse creates an action that's going to have a reaction, and then another action, and then another reaction. How do we react to those reactions? And I have no idea at this point where that starts or where does it end. I don't know if that's like a positive or it's a negative. In my world, there's no such thing as positive or a negative thought. If a thought is an energy and nothing else, it's just an energy. So it depends on how do we react to that energy. Now, going back to your question, what's a thought? I'd love to know.
What do you say?
I'd love to know.
Anyone to share anything? Anybody want to share? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I try to define that. Try to come up with a definition of thought. To me, it was an image that comes to your mind, and that you react to that image, and as you react to this image, it becomes a sequence of images that eventually become a thought. You process this images, becomes a thought. But then, once I was trying to do this, trying to actually figure out if this is correct or not, then I just went into nothing. I was actually impressed because I have never been able to do that.
You mean that you reached to nothing?
Yeah, like almost nothing. And I wouldn't say nothing, but almost nothing. Where I could...
You mean like empty of thought?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's better. Yeah. It's something very profound. It's something very profound.
So I felt like I was falling for the first time in my life in that emptiness that you talk about. Not completely, not as well as you do.
That's
but,
very good.
But it was for a few minutes. And then after...
For me, practically zero. You are better. So I always end up with thousands of thoughts. Yeah, so much better.
But then these thoughts began to come again. You know, it's just like stupid thoughts. You know, not really important things. And so then I began to think again about thought, the definition of thought. And eventually... I was not able to do it as well as I did at that point, very short period of time, where I felt that emptiness that you talk about. And also, I felt that when I reached that point of emptiness, I also was almost falling asleep, almost beginning to fall asleep. And I did this, you know, and I said, okay, wait a minute. But it was not falling asleep.
Yeah.
Because I was still conscious and I was still here, but... It was a really interesting experience that I had never had before.
Yeah, please don't fall asleep. You need to be fully awake.
Yes, exactly. So it was a combination of things. But it was very, very good. And also, another interesting thing that I don't know why that happens, it seems to me that when I am here in this center, is the only place where I can do some kind of meditation. But when I am at home, when I am in anywhere else, I just cannot do it, and I don't know why.
Dine? Yeah. You want to share? Ramasi Dine, yeah?
My name is Jeff. When I sit, and watch my mind, it seems the thoughts are spontaneous. They arise by themselves and go away by themselves. I don't do anything. I just watch.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is the nature of the thought to come and go. And then as I watch it, I can either help it go away, like the arrows and the swordsman, or I can just watch it and it will go away by itself. I don't do anything. There's two different ways. The nature of the thought is spontaneous. It will keep coming.
Yeah.
I don't have to do anything. It will come by itself. That's the nature. Like the tree, the grass grows outside in the yard. I don't do anything. Every time I look, the grass grows by itself. Right? I don't have to do anything. I don't have to water it. I don't have to fertilize. I don't have to do anything. I just look out the window, and there it is, the grass growing higher by itself.
Is it good news or bad news? Huh?
So, I have at least 13 monkeys in my head, and they're always chatter, 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 chatter. So when I try to meditate,
that's very good. You can count them now.
That's unbelievable.
I can even cannot count my monkeys. So many of them. That's very good. Only 13.
Only 13.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good news. Yeah. I'm very impressed.
My son is getting ready to leave on the trip, so I'm like, what does he have to pack? Where do we have to go? What do we have to do? And it just comes and comes and comes. So for me, guided meditation is much easier. So I was like, okay, I will do 4, 7, 8. So I like in-breath 4. Hold it, 7, and then 8. And then I can clear my mind better and just focus on counting my breaths.
Very good, wonderful.
So that's what I do.
Wonderful.
Keshala.
The depend on like what kind of monkeys comes up. It very much depends on what kind of monkeys. Some monkeys, you know, do nothing. It's just some monkeys very wild. So more wild monkeys, so then the mind become more unsettled. So no need to eliminate every monkey that rise, but you know, some monkey is not good one.
I keep policing myself. Excuse me. I might get to the point where I'm feeling pretty clear and hearing noise and saying, okay, that will disappear. Things will clear up. And I realize I'm over-policing myself. My mind is so, that's the thought, that I'm doing too much thought about keeping thoughts away.
So that's why in the text it suggests, Chetanyava Tiyate, Kema Majale Jilu, when you see, you know, like, 13 is very good. So when you reach the that kind of like left or maybe few or like that, so need to just relax. So need
yes.
No, yeah.
Yes.
So over policing nobody will appreciate. So like, you know, sometimes you over, how is the analysis is not advisable. You know, so at some point that analysis needs to be stopped. You know, so that now before cannot count like me, you can count your thought. So now I can count. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's really good. You reach to that point, you can count. Now before, you know, just count this thought that pops up like popcorn in the microwave. Simultaneously, you know. So I very much hope, my friends, that we help this meditation, we help you, so you can do. So now the question: what is thought? This very, there's so much you can say. unfortunately, that we all experience. It's not like we don't have experience. But I think it's not according to Vajrayana teachings. Thought is, I don't think it's energy. Just see, thought is like person. Person with full vision. Thought is like this. It's like person with a full vision can see, but no leg. Make sense? Does it make sense? So please make it sense. The person with the eye, no leg, that person cannot move, right? But ability to see, but cannot move, cannot walk. That is thought. Thought is like that. Person with eyes, no legs, not able to walk, but can see. Energy is like person with leg, able to walk, cannot see, no eyes, blind. See, that's energy. Energy is like ability to move around, but no eye, cannot see. Combination of thought and eye. Thought can see, but not able to walk. Energy cannot see, but ability to walk around. With that together, thought and energy together, so then see and move. So every thought needs energy. Without energy, thought cannot travel. That's how thought travels, because every thought that rises on energy or comes with energy. Without energy, just energy cannot see. Can see. Just thought cannot move. Combination of thought and energy, then that's how, you know, all the movement that happens. So that, according to the teaching, that's pretty clear that thought is not energy, energy is not thought. That has each one of them has a complement each other. That's how thoughts travel. So therefore, when you put your thought in this, on this single object, energy will be there. Without energy, thought cannot move on object, thought cannot move, that's the nature. The way the thought moves, because of energy, when you focus there, when you look at the beautiful waterfall, you feel good, because some energy is going out. Thought cannot travel without energy. There's something going out with something beautiful. So that means that thought is just enjoying the scene, not investigating, judging anything. It's just simply enjoying. That's why that thought is well balanced. It's not uptight. It's not has a inflexible.
Huh?
Opposite.
It's not inflexible.
It's not inflexible, it's very flexible. Inflexible means uptight. It's not uptight, it's just relaxed, just looking at the waterfall, just enjoying it, not judging, nothing. That's why you feel good. Because the energy is well balanced. Because very thought, the rise of energy is balanced. It's not uptight. This well balanced thought. Then very thought that balance energies, that energy goes through where? It goes through channels. So that contributes to physical wellness. So that physical wellness contributes to the mental wellness. That's why you feel good. So now the question that you raise, like what is thought? That's hard to explain. You know, there's something that this meditation is introducing you. What is thought? Introducing you what is thought. So now, as I said, it's very hard. You can say, oh, visualize this beautiful looking cat. It has pink nose, two eyes. You can explain. But thought, you cannot explain like that. So then, only thing I'm thinking is, what is thought? Can you focus on what is thought? It's like this meditation is like introductions to conventional nature of thought. Conventional nature of thought. What is thought? You pause. Well, I don't see anything. Yeah, you, of course you can't see anything because there's nothing to see. It's not that's why you're trying to see something. You are not going to see anything because you are focusing on thought. There's nothing to see. So what I should do? Just remain there with mindfulness. Just remain there. That's what you do. Then what should I do when this monkeys comes up? Look at them, what they do. Don't do anything. You just look at them very carefully. They jumps up, they will go down. Anything that jumps up goes down. They jumps up, they go down. It's not going to, can't remain there in the space forever. No. Or, as I said, be like skilled swordman. Every monkey that comes up or every arrow that shoots you, eliminate them. After that, now there's no more arrow coming. What I should do? You are not trying to see something. Just remain there with mindfulness. There's nothing to see. Because why? Because you are trying to introduce to yourself nature, conventional, not ultimate, conventional nature of thought. That's what you are trying to do. Nothing to see. So then, as you said, you know, like grass, thought. It's like, yeah, that's like, you don't need to do anything. The thought pops up all the time. If you really love yourself, if you have compassion to yourself, of course, first, way before bodhicitta, oh, I need to have love to myself. I need to take care of myself. I need to have compassion to myself. Right? Very good. How? So I've been talking to Neely, so coming here, so Neely said there's one app called Weight Watchers. So they give you point when you go to eat restaurant food. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to get to the zero point. Maybe there should be mind watching app, thought watching app. You get something, but you're trying to get 0 point. So I think it's good. So maybe one smart person will create this app, thought watcher app. So then maybe like put something that kind of like buzz, you can wear something that buzz, you know. Oh God. This is what you're trying to do throughout the day. Through prayer, through meditation, through mantra recitation, so whatever ways that like you're trying to, I say, yeah, thought will pops up, there's no, like grass. You don't have to do anything, it just comes up. Some of them bother you. And how to not let that thought bother you, then no, it requires knowledge. So, if we really love ourselves, if we really have compassion to ourselves, what we should do, we should help ourselves to have less negative thought. That's the best thing we can do. Because not just Buddhists, everybody has mind. Everybody thinks, not just Buddhist people think, nobody else thinks. It's not like that. Regardless whether you're a believer or not believer, Buddhist, Christian, doesn't matter, atheist, everybody thinks. And everybody try to generate positive thought that everybody get benefit. Doesn't matter if you're Buddhist or not. Or you don't get benefit if you're not Buddhist. That's not true. Everybody get benefit. So now, how to develop positive thought throughout the day? People rely on meditations. People say prayers. People recite mantras. People do all kinds of things. The bottom line is to change this mind. that causes so much problem. Attitude that we have that causes so much problems. Oh. Every single person in this room, regardless whether you consider yourself Buddhist, not Buddhist, doesn't matter. Whether you're Tibetan or not Tibetan, I'm the only Tibetan here, but still I'm seeking happiness every single second. I'm not looking for troubles. I'm not looking for sufferings. When you look around, every person doing the same thing. Every single person doing the same thing. If you wish each and every one of them happiness, what it does to you, it brings happiness. If you judge someone based on their culture, their traditions, their belief, no, I don't like that person because that person is not Buddhist. That's ridiculous. Oh, I don't like that person because that person does not bring butter tea. Because I love butter tea. That's not good. What we should understand fundamentally, every single person looking for happiness. Is this true? You ask people, are Buddhist people? Somebody says, I'm not Buddhist. I'm not religious. I'm just spiritual. How is that? I am spiritual. Spiritual, not religious. That's very fine. If you ask each and every person, do you want suffering? Ask them. Every person will say, I don't want suffering. They look at you very strangely. Human nature. Human nature. Everybody looking for happiness. Now, if you give them what they are looking for, will that bring you immense benefit? So, is it easy? Not easy. It's not easy. Is beneficial, is very beneficial to you, to your happiness, is very beneficial. Minute you hold some ill will towards somebody, you're hurting yourself. Same time you are saying, I love myself, that's hypocritical. I say, hypocrisy? You don't love yourself. Sorry to say. Therefore, this is very fundamental things. This is the foundation for universal peace. This is the foundation for the peace in the family, communities, universal. Why bother what they believe, what they don't believe, what their looks, what their culture, or they are not my tribe. What are you looking for? Happiness. That should be the main consideration, the happiness. Oh, therefore, bodhicitta make 100% sense. Altruistic attitude, you know, warm heart, loving kindness, compassion, heals you, heals everybody. Is it easy? I'm not saying it's easy. It's never been easy. It's not easy now. It's not going to be easy if you wait a few years. It's going to be easier. No, it's not going to be easy. Sorry. But if you, so then every day you feel something, there's something that, when you, as I said, people rely on meditations, prayers, mantra recitations, and people like, how is there, no need to do anything to feel something great. You can just sit there, feel great, doing really nothing, just thinking, and feeling great. A feeling, accomplish something, and feeling that life is worth living. Every single second, life is worth living because you feel like you accomplish something, and your life is, you feel like your life is very important, very precious. Why? Because you are thinking about bodhicitta, even though it's very, very, seems like far, far away, but still, it's almost like, you know, painting. When you try to paint something, before, what you see is, you see nothing. You see few line here, few line there. Idea is to draw beautiful, this beautiful mountain or tree. In the beginning, there's no beautiful tree. But you are getting there. you are getting there. You already started the beautiful tree. You already started. Even though you don't see now, you are going to see. When you finish, then you now you see kind of shape of the mountains, some tree there. Then you color them. Then you put flower. Then in the end, this beautiful mountain, the trees and the flowers. Who did that? You did that. Did you see the right from the beginning? No. Now it's feel like that. Now only just few line here, few line the rest tree. Sure, somebody that nobody see trees. What is your idea to draw this paint this beautiful mountain? Nobody sees. That's the idea. But should not expect to see the right from the beginning. It requires a lot of work. Paint color, then eventually you see. So that's what we should do as a human. As a human, then the fact is every single person, every single second looking for happiness. That's the fundamental things. Regardless, Buddhist, Christian, believer, non-believer, atheist, Tibetan, American, white, black, same thing. That's why this altruistic attitude is called one of the most powerful horse. Make sense? Horse? Animal. Horse. Oh, sorry, now it's time's over. So we need to ride that horse next Sunday. Yeah. Yeah. Next Sunday, that's class, right? Next Sunday?
Next Sunday is the Lothar celebration.
Oh.
So this is your last teaching Sunday before you go, so... We're going to take the opportunity to
maybe
say thank yous.
We'll see in June.
June.
We'll ride the horse in June. Uh-huh. No. Or you can ride the horse and read the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, composed by Shantideva. So basically, this altruistic attitude, Shantideva is considered as like very powerful horse. That horse will bring you to happiness. You look around, you may not know them personally, just wish them happy. Why? Because they are looking for happiness. Don't wish them suffering, because they are not looking for suffering. Wish them happiness. Gives you immense benefit. You can be atheist, but you still get immense benefit. You don't have to be Buddhist, doesn't have to be monk or nun. You get the immense benefit. Why? Because everybody is looking for happiness, even animals. That's the fact. Nothing to do with the religion. That's the fact. So wish them happiness. Say a few mantras, dedicate for their happiness, and you feel like you accomplished something. You feel like that your life is worth living, and this life, you see this life is something precious, that I can do that every day. You could be living in cave, middle of nowhere, your heart is filled with joy. So you remind yourself the importance of the altruistic attitude through meditation, through mantra recitation, through prayer, is the way I do. I heavily rely on prayers. Prayer means some materials that I say and I think. And that reminds me importance of what is importance. How to keep this life more meaningful and to feel like that you accomplish something every day. Not by eating something or watching something, but simply thinking something. Thinking through thought process and you feel important. You feel like you accomplish something. And you feel like your life is worth living. every single breath you take, you're taking for the well-being of happiness, well-being of other beings. Oh, so that brings you immense benefit. Then when you see people, you see somebody looking for happiness. That's all you see. You don't see as them like Buddhist, non-Buddhist, Christian, Tibetan, non-Tibetan, my group, their group. You're simply seeing someone looking for happiness. That's all you see. When you look at yourself and you are doing the same thing, other people are doing the same thing, in that regard, there's no differences. Same thing. So that's why this altruistic attitude, or you could technically call bodhicitta, is like the powerful horse. If you manage to ride that horse will bring you to happiness. So then Shantideva was wondering, if somebody has mind, why they don't ride this horse? Of course, begin with loved one. You can begin with everybody, loved one, close one, relative, friends, or at least to yourself. Tell yourself, don't think something negative, it's not good. It's not good for the wellness of your mind, it's not good. So why you keep doing that? It's not good, because it's not good for your mind. If you say you love yourself, don't torture yourself, don't beat up yourself, help yourself not to think something negative. And it kind of destroys your peace of mind. That's all. It's not like because you are not supposed to think negative, you are Buddhist. No. Because you are looking for happiness. If that's the case, don't think something negative. If some negative thought pops up, don't hold on there forever. Just let it go. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Are you perfect? Nobody's perfect. Do I make mistakes? A lot of mistakes. Here, yes. In monastery, yeah, monastery where the everybody studies Dharma, Buddhism. Do people make mistakes in monastery? Yes, of course. They do make transcendent mistakes. Live and learn. That's how you say in America. Live and learn. So we need to learn. You can't just... Please don't get drowned with this thought, that negative thought that I have. You get drowned. Don't need to get drawn. Oh, so basically, you need to be very gentle. If you have compassion yourself, if you love yourself, you need to be very gentle. You can't say you have to be perfect. That's not going to happen. Don't expect to be happy all the time. That's not going to happen. Sorry. There's too much to expect. Or don't say that I should not get headache. Of course you will get headache because you have head. If you don't have a head, you don't get headache. Just to be fair. Just to be fair. Or doesn't mean you will get headache all the time. That's not true. You get headache sometimes because you have head. If you don't have head, you don't get headache. So, life is not going to be perfect. Perfect is, according to Buddhism, is liberation. It's beyond samsara. Here, nothing is perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. But nature of your mind is pure. It's not muddy. It's just mixed with the mud. It looks like inseparable. It's not inseparable. It's separate. You can separate them. Otherwise, there's no hope. You can't say, I'm a bad person. No, there's no bad person. There is no bad person. Your action maybe is not good. That can be purified. That can be changed. Don't say, I'm a bad person. That's not good. Then there's no hope. As I say, everybody made mistakes. I make tons of mistakes. Everybody made mistakes. Before Buddha was in line, he made a lot of mistakes too. Where the lotus grow? Lotus doesn't grow in clear water, it grows from the muddy pond. When it grows, it's beautiful, it's free of mud. That's how we grow. We grow like lotus, based on the muddy pond, not in the clear water. You know, so, we come out of the muddy pond and we come out very beautiful, like lotus, very beautiful. That is Buddha nature. true nature. It's like diamond, covered deep under the wall, deep under the ground, can see. But that ground doesn't change the nature of diamond. Diamond is diamond. Doesn't matter. You wrap up in the slick cloth, you wrap up in the dirty cloth, it's the diamond. It's not going to change. You can put in the gold box, it's a diamond. You could put it like underground, it's a diamond. It's not going to change. There's the true nature, Buddha nature. Every one of us possess Buddha natures. Each and every one of us. I'm not just saying this to make you happy. There's going to be lie. It's been set in the sutra and teachings thousands of years ago. True nature. That's the way focus should be. True nature. It's be pure. It's beautiful. It's like wonderful. It's not like, oh, I'm a bad person. I'm like, my life has no meaning, blah, blah, blah. What do you get out of that? Nothing. Nothing. Whatever I said is truth. I'm not just making this up. I'm just repeating here. So that's where, you know, focus should be. Of course, you know, shouldn't focus on a mistake. What I should do when I remember some mistake? Purify them. When you see the dirty dish in the sink, what do? You clean them. You don't usually just sit there, pray, oh, may my old dishes will be cleaned right away. That's not going to happen. You have to stand up, use your hand, washing machine, whatever it is required, then clean them, then it looks clean. That's exactly what we do. If you feel something that bothers you, purify them. The way to purify, the most important thing is to regret. I don't rejoice, I regret. Not guilt. Nothing good comes of that. I truly, sincerely regret what I said, what I thought, what I did. I regret. That purifies, believe it or not, purifies. Oh. No. If you feel guilty about something, what it does? Nothing. As a Buddhist, you regret. I truly, sincerely regret. And I'm trying to think of my own happiness, not about Buddhist religion, sake of my own happiness. I'm not going to repeat this next second. Maybe next minute. That's how you know. The progress is like the face of moon. Beginning, you see small white, you get bigger and get bigger and get bigger and bigger. 15 days is full. Like the progress is like progress. It's like that, small. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to get drown your negative thought, your negative action. You can purify them. You can purify. So, yeah. Then please remember that we are not going to be happy every single second all the time. That's why more life is not going to happen. Sorry to say. So that needs to be, how is it, taken into considerations. It's okay. You know, don't make big deal out of every single thing. Something's okay, it's okay. What do you do? There's nothing you can do, it's okay. Oh, I have headache, it's okay. Tomorrow is not going to be there forever. Or something bothers, it's okay, you know, purify them. No. So how is it? Easy going. Don't torture yourself, easy going. Not just you, everybody's going to the same thing. But everybody has to walk to help themselves. The last, help yourself. If you truly love, truly have compassion to yourself, help yourself to minimize disturbing thought, negative thought. That's the best way. Okay, yeah. So now I'm really going to stop. So it looks like we are going to see in June. So.
Okay. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 246 and read the dedication from the book that Geshe-la just cited, Master Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by thought, body and mind, obtain the notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer, that evil will ever fall him. May no one be afraid or belittled, with the mind laid down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak who sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective, and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases are on the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And then look at page 244, 245 for the short, long life prayers. Verse 1 for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Shenrei, the Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until you are God. The one who masters speech from a very young age, the one with great patience who sees the name Avatar, the one with great vision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Rinpoche Soi, Lama ornament of the Yellow Hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, the service bountiful thereof, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanasa Soi's doctrine. The masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please, please. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming. So, if you wonder where I go next few months, so I just want to share. I'm going to Argentina for whole month of March. So meet the Argentina lamas, Argentina lamas, yeah, lamas who don't teach dharma, just hang out on the mountains. So that, so then after that I go to California to teach, you know. It's my vacation from the center. Not really vacation, but you know. So then after that, month of April, I will be in California teaching some center there, leading some retreat. So that's where I go, okay? Yeah.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, Heidi, thank you.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, Jana, thank you. I'll pray for your surgery.
Om Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your...
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om
Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Okay, okay.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you for your thoughts.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh, thank you. Next Sunday, okay.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
I'll be here next Sunday. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much for all your support for Center. Thank you very much.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you very much for all your support.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Om Tare Tu Tare. Thank you for your donation. Thank you.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Hello, thank you very much.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Hello,
thank you very much. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. Om 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 Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.